It is Tuesday, December 17th, 2013, and this is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda, and joining me now is Becca Martin-Brown, features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
Antoinette?
Yes, ma'am?
I'd like to say something very important to you.
You look scared.
It's time for everybody to panic.
Oh, no, why?
Because if you haven't gotten your Christmas shopping done, it's time to panic. Panic!
Panicking everywhere.
Okay, don't panic.
Okay, I'll try. I don't know if I can not panic now that you've told me to panic.
Well, I'm panicking, but you don't need to.
Okay.
Because there's fun things to do that not all of them are Christmassy today.
Okay.
Scenes of Newton County, which is a photo exhibit from the vast collection at the Shiloh Museum of Ozark History, mm-hmm. opens today.
Okay.
On show through May 10th. And you cannot comprehend, if you've never been and seen their photo collection, more than 500,000 images.
Oh, wow.
And if you want to chronicle any topic, if you want it to be Newton County, if you want it to be pig pens in Northwest Arkansas, they can pull out 50 images. So these photo exhibits are so fascinating. And their hours are 10 to 5 on weekdays and on Saturday. And it's free.
I like free.
Tonight is a Celtic Christmas with Cherish the Ladies.
Mm-hmm. Been to the area before, last year, I think.
They have, and they're very popular.
Mm-hmm.
Instrumentals, vocals, arrangements, and step dancing. Who doesn't love step dancing?
Mm-hmm.
At 7 o'clock at the Walton Art Center. Tickets start at $18. And tonight is the Ozark Poetry Slam's open mic, followed by an open jam between musicians and poets.
Fun.
That starts at 8 o'clock at the Phoenix in Fayetteville, and admission to it is also free.
Awesome. Thanks, Becca. Becca Martin-Brown is features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.